The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission Chief Executive Officer, the Reverend Andy Bales. Tonight, Andy will share some amazing history moments at URM on Skid Row. Wow, Andy, history. We are so part of history, my God. And we're making history. I was going to say yes, and we're making history.
Maybe next time we'll share how even today
we're making history. Amen and amen.
If you've been watching the news, you'll see that we've been helping to make history. Some people don't watch the news.
Yeah, I guess. They're probably like, oh my gosh, I'm so over it. It's just too much drama. But this is, I think our stuff is pretty good to watch. So maybe just watch the portion that we're in, that Union Rescue Mission is mentioned in.
Just watch the good news.
Yes, there you go.
But we should start a good news channel.
I think we should. Absolutely. I used to do a show called On the Positive Side, and we only talked about positive things. So
maybe we will. All right. Well, unfortunately, we're not going to share good news because this is our history.
Right.
1914.
Yeah. Wow.
And it says the mission joins the bread line. In other words, the mission
itself
hits a tough time.
Hits a kind of
so
rock
let's
bottom.
Share it, even though it's not good news.
Right. But with bad news comes good news.
Even with adversity comes good news.
There you go.
The mission began the year 1914 with a deficit, and its directors, eager that there be no retrenchment by General Superintendent R.A. Haddon.
Retrenchment? What does that mean?
Stepping back.
Okay.
Instead of stepping up, they'd step back.
Ah.
R.A. Haddon and his staff approved the hiring of a collector.
Whoa. Oh.
Hey, so you know, I guess this is the first sign that we always step up. Mm-hmm. When there's a time of need, there will be no retrenchment.
Okay.
That's another way of saying it.
I guess.
They hired a collector on a commission basis to encourage payments of delinquent pledges. I don't think we'd ever hire a collector.
No, I don't think we would.
But we would hire somebody to remind people gracefully and,
about
and
their
gently
pledge.
About their pledge.
usher them in.
At the time, both the Union Rescue Mission, with S.E. Mitchell as its superintendent, and its branch, the City Rescue Mission, with I.L. Eldridge as superintendent, were in operation. The solicitor of delinquent accounts on a month's time had earned only $40.45.
Oh, wow.
Probably, you know, during a depression kind of time, it's not a good time to try to collect pledges.
And you know, solicitor means a lawyer in England. That's the English version of a lawyer.
Well, in this case, it was a collector, and he only collected $40 in commissions.
Wow.
Indicating little financial progress, the mission, pressed by a mortgage, was able to pay the solicitor only half his commissions at once. Superintendent Eldridge asked to be placed in exclusive charge of pledge collections, which he should have done in the first place. That would be me making the calls in the hope of raising the amount of the current operating deficit in a week. You know, during the Great Recession, I had to do this.
Yeah.
I had to call and remind people of their pledges.
Yeah.
And I had to call and actually ask people who had purchased an annuity to perhaps think about forgiving the annuity.
Wow.
And many did.
They did that?
Yeah,
to
they
help
gave
us
it
out?
Back to Union Rescue Mission to help us weather the Great
the
Recession.
Yeah. Wow. Continues.
In the hope of raising the amount of the current operating deficit in a week, the board members, Getz, Maxwell, Ambrose, Garth, Dr. Haddon, Fisher, and Pearson lost no time in accepting this offer. But a month later, at a special board meeting, a loan of $1,000 was negotiated in order to pay salaries. Huh. I've been there as well.
Been there, done that. Came back with a T-shirt, a hat, and a whistle. And the whistle was to warn others.
The following month, another $500 was borrowed to ease the most pressing unpaid claims.
Wow.
These are hard times.
Very hard times.
The directors then approached C.S. Mason, one of our mission's very first superintendents, with an invitation to aid the effort in its present difficulties as financial secretary. Now, C.S. Mason, who was the man who started West Angeles?
Yeah, Kojic. I was thinking that was who that
we'll
was.
We'll have to research
I'll
that.
I'll have to definitely research that and make sure that the next time we'll have that information. But I think that could be him, Andy, seriously.
An arrangement which lasted 2 months, even a committee with the task of suggesting new board members, had no prospects to report.
Wow.
Whether the financial situation was a factor or not is unclear, but in April 1914, the directors even debated disposing of their property at 145 North Main Street and moving to other quarters. So they almost sold that building that they were using where the City Hall sits on and South Lawn of the
well, and then they had
the
to,
City Hall.
Had to move anyway.
Well,
I mean,
later when
yeah,
they
later.
Built City Hall.
Right.
But this is maybe 15 years before
beforehand?
That.
Wow.
Board President Walter H. Fisher was asked to investigate the possibilities. The monthly publication Echoes was temporarily suspended. The board secretary, B.F. Pearson, was asked to confer with Superintendent Eldridge about discontinuing the work at 606, the East 5th Street address of the branch mission, the city mission.
Okay.
And to encourage him to enter evangelistic work. So in other words, they said, you should probably go out and be an evangelist instead of working.
Working with the mission.
The directors offered him the use of their tent and equipment and 2 weeks added salary. 8 days later, in another of a long series of special weekly meetings devoted to the mission's financial crisis, it was decided because of falling income and higher operating costs that there was no alternative to the hard decision of requesting both superintendents to resign
or
discontinuing the services of at least one assistant and closing the city rescue mission. Hmm. 4 days later, at the end of May, unless volunteers or independent financial support could be found to carry it on through the summer, the board president, Mr. Fisher, was so disturbed by the desperate steps in the face of the financial crisis that he not only expressed himself as out of sympathy with the moves.
Whoa, that's something.
He tendered his resignation.
Oh, wow.
His colleagues, finding no other course of salvage for the mission, laid the resignation on the table. At a meeting 5 days later, only five directors were present, and Treasurer Getz presided. A month later, there seemed to be no alternative but to accept Mr. Fisher's resignation. At the same time Mr. Ambrose's resignation was accepted, the remaining board members voiced a deep regret at the depleted financial status of the work and elected to their numbers W.L. Godfrey and J.M. Berkeley, a man whose future contribution to the work would be inestimable.
Wow.
I believe he is going to become the director.
Right.
Late in June came a first glimmer of light. At a special meeting, the board accepted a legacy $500 from the estate Kate R. Wood. Mr. Getz had now been made the president and W.E. McVeigh treasurer. The presidency was still vacant, but even this fact was secondary to the unhappy experience of the prison parole department, of which Mr. Mordaunt was superintendent. Of a $478.44 investment, operating expenses and unrepaid loans to prisoners had consumed all but a 39-cent bank balance.
Oh, wow.
The directors thereupon put an end to the prison parole department, so they must have been accepting folks out of prison, on parole, kind of like we do now in the recovery program
that we have,
Christian Life Discipleship Program.
Yes.
At the end of July, Mr. Haddon, the general superintendent, whose vacation was scheduled in August, urged the board to canvass freely his own future relation to the work.
That's something. I know.
So much like the Great Depression that we'll read about coming up.
Just keeps coming back.
And, like the Great Recession.
Right.
And like any pending recession ahead.
Right.
They had tough times. We'll come back and discuss more.
You're listening to Amazing History Moments at URM on Skid Row. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God. Love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. Now, let's get back to more Amazing History Moments at URM on Skid Row. Wow, you talk about hard times, Andy, and boy, I tell you, so having folks resign and then just, I mean, down to, can you imagine having your bank account down to 39 cents?
No, in my time there, I can imagine it getting down to $12,000 as we purchased Hope Gardens.
Right.
When we received the right to move to Hope Gardens from the county, we only had $12,000 in our general bank account.
Wow.
But when we received permission, foundations like Amundsen gave $1 million.
Yeah.
And a couple others. Weingart Foundation gave $1 million. I think Parson Foundation gave $500,000.
Wow.
So immediately, they gave big gifts to purchase and run Hope Gardens, which made the difference.
Such an amazing place. And thank God that, you know, he put it on the hearts of those folks that are head of those foundations and on those committees that make that decision to give us the funding when we needed it. In addition to that, I wanted to ask about the, remember the parking lot that we had on the corner that we would go to?
So if you remember, we sold that and we directed all of that toward Hope Gardens.
Okay.
And while we waited on that, I'll just do a shout out to Wells Fargo, who I greeted the other day when they brought a $155,000 check.
Yes.
So while we waited on that sale to help us prepare for the recession that we didn't know was coming, we received a loan from Wells Fargo for $1.5 million, really by faith.
Wow.
And then when we sold the building, we were able to pay that back and have a about $3 million in the bank heading into the recession, which helped us through the Great Recession. So we've had times like this. We were kind of expecting a time like this this fall, but a gentleman passed away and left us $1.33 million, which we just received last month to enable us not to touch our credit line and not to experience a hardship this fall.
God is so good.
So God always provides.
He does. He does. Man,
but this is a time when things were bleak. The mission was placed under the direction of Board Secretary Pearson and Director Berkeley, and Haddon was urged to remain as General Superintendent. Mm. At the same time, the old City Rescue Mission branch fixtures and furniture were rented for $2 for August and September to Mr. Eldridge, who had found independent support to maintain the mission.
Fixtures and furniture.
In mid-September, two installments of interest were due on the mortgage held by the German-American Trust and Savings Bank. Funds were nowhere in sight. The directors voted to borrow money to meet the debt, unless donors could be found. By the September 29, 1914 meeting, Mr. Haddon tendered his resignation to the executive committee as general superintendent out of regard for the financial situation. In thus severing my relation and connection, he wrote in a gracious letter, I desire to state that I am exceedingly sorry for the severance, not merely because of my high regard for the individual members of your directorate, but especially on account of the mission work itself, a work so singly blessed of God during the past year, regardless of the many discouragements that I have beset our path during the time of financial vicissitude. With a note of sadness, with a note of sadness and regret, the board felt compelled to accept, realizing that Haddon's work as a Bible teacher and evangelist would otherwise be sacrificed more and more to financial solicitation of donors. The board turned over to Haddon the Friday night service of the mission for the continuance of his Bible class. So he continued on with a Friday night Bible class,
even though he wasn't getting
as the superintendent.
Right.
Spirits were somewhat lighter by the annual board meeting in mid-October when McVeigh, the treasurer, was made president. Also, and George F. Guy, E.P. Fallis, and Dr. W.P. Percival were elected directors. The financial secretary, Charles W. Alexander, had turned in an encouraging report, and directors were heartened to learn that all debts of a year concluded had been paid.
Wow.
Including some obligations accumulated in 1913. But after November 15th, the mission would be without a general superintendent. Two decisions were made: that a 30-day evangelistic campaign be held with Fred L. Benton as acting superintendent until a new superintendent could be secured, and that Mel Trotter, remember that
the
name, Mel Trotter.
Yeah, the Trotter brothers.
There's a mission named after Mel Trotter in Michigan.
Really?
Yes, still the Mel Trotter Mission, who served on the mission's advisory committee, be invited to give counsel as to a mission leader and to hold an evangelistic campaign in the spring. So Mel Trotter came and was asked to search the country for a future leader.
Okay. Wow.
I'm sure he's, I don't know if he's going to hire his brother or not. Benton was on leave of absence from the Southern California Edison Company.
Wow. That's been in,
But during his 4 months of acting superintendency of the mission work, had the tug of a diviner vocation. The directors made him an offer in March 1915, $100 a month as permanent superintendent, to give himself wholly to the work of soul saving. At the same time, it was voted again to resume responsibility for the 606 mission, now known as the East 5th Street Mission, with Eldridge as superintendent under its old name. By April 1915, the report by the auditor, A.A. Maxwell, showed a financial condition which was a source of great pleasure, which probably means a balance slightly above debts. kind of some humor thrown in here.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Even in hard times.
Even in hard times, we have to.
You have to keep some humor,
Absolutely. All right. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown L.A. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
Let's get back to more amazing history moments at URM
on Skid Row.
Speaking of humor, I can remember during the Great Recession that I would call board member Kevin Dretzka and threaten plan D, right?
Oh, wow.
Which was my jumping off the building, although the building wasn't high enough.
Right.
And Kevin Dretzka would always say, Andy, please don't. I'll come, if it ever comes to that, I'll come and hold hands with you and we'll jump off together. And then one time I called him in from Dallas and said I was going to jump off that hotel because it was big enough.
Oh, that's right.
And he said, don't. I'll provide a check that will, you know, help cover the cost.
Cover everything.
So you don't have to. So thanks goes to Kevin
Thank
for both
you.
A sense of humor and generosity.
Right, exactly. Wanting to come alongside you and hold your hand. Oh, wow. Lord Jesus, have with us.
To expand its outreach, the directors in July sent a committee to solicit Mayor Sebastian's consent for meetings on Main Street outside the mission doors. New friends were being won for the mission by church and evangelistic appearances of Charles A. Potts. The first half of the year, Lyle Harris was added as an assistant mission superintendent and bookkeeper. The directors even felt that a safe was required at headquarters. Wow, they had so much money. And ex-treasurer Goetz, after a good deal of banter, contributed one for which he said he had no need. Samuel W. Packard and Valentine Hetzel were added as directors.
They had some
it's
names.
Great names.
I mean, my goodness.
Valentine Hetzel.
Percival. I mean, I'm listening and I'm hearing all of these names. I'm going, okay. And
well, these are great names in the history of Union Rescue Mission.
Absolutely.
The summer of 1915 showed no slump in mission activities. The rescue mission had sent its third man in a year, George McCrae, to the Moody Bible Institute. Wow.
Okay.
Sent three people to school that year.
Wow.
But financially, the old shadows were returning. The auditor's report showed clearly the need for looking after finances sharply, and a fire on September 7th almost put the 606 branch out of business, although Eldridge carried on without missing a service. Not all the clouds lacked a silvery edge. However, one of the directors, Mr. Packard, pledged $75 a month for a year in the helping hand work and added $100 for a convert's reading room and offered to pay the salary of a deaconess for 6 months to visit the families of converts and to do the jail and hospital work.
Wow.
And from Pasadena came a gift of $25 toward an automobile. The board had agreed to state the need by advertising for a machine in some church calendars. The week before Christmas 1915, however, the directors had to float another loan to meet operating costs. Twice between Christmas and New York, special directors' meeting were held. There was no money in the treasury to pay $900 in salaries and past due bills. Mr. Packard allowed the temporary use of funds he had designated for relief work for this purpose, and each director agreed to call on prospective donors.
Like Hewlett Packard? Is that who we go with?
No. I don't know.
It could be part of the Packard family. He's got about 30 seconds.
In January 1916, Mr. Benton retired voluntarily from his superintendency of the mission. The board accepted with great reluctance and was pleased that Benton wished to devote many hours to expansion work for the mission. So, man, we went through like four or five directors right
within
there, just 1914
and
15.
Well, thank you for sharing. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis-Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in again tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Right here on 99.5 KKLA.
You've been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preached that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.